This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Right, it's time for our elevator pitch. You know, this is a powerful way to, you know, introduce or present their ideas or businesses in just 30 seconds. We're talking about entrepreneurs. That's the time it takes to ride on an elevator here on the Capricorn Breakfast, yeah.
No, definitely. And more than anything, you know, this is such a great exercise for entrepreneurs, small businesses in the province. You're looking for growth and for the next thing. But do you know the language, you know, if you want to perhaps knock on the door of, you know, a business investor, someone who's going to come into your business and hold you by the hand and assist you? If you meet such a person, would you know what to say to them to convince them to perhaps take a first meeting or second meeting with you? Today, our business coach is Thabelo Raphala, Chartered Accountant, Business Coach, and Managing Director at MyDo. Good morning, Thabelo. Are you good?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. And we are joined by our entrepreneur, Mr. Thabelo Raphala, the founder of Rea Skincare. Are you well, Thabelo?
I'm well, and you, Mpo? How are you?
No, we are good, and we are excited. You have 30 seconds. I'll be telling you exactly when to start. Is that fine?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. I'm Thabelo Raphala, the founder of the Rea Skincare brand. It's an African organic cosmetic brand committed to creating a natural skincare product using powerful indigenous ingredients such as marula, oil, moringa, baobab, and shea butter. Our aim is to provide affordable and high-quality skincare while promoting healthy and radiant skin. Our vision is to become a leading African skincare brand recognized globally. Through innovation and community empowerment, Rea Skincare is helping African and
popularity. 30 seconds is up. Time flies, doesn't it? And the elevator doors swing open, and there is Thabelo Raphala looking at you. We don't know what her next step is. Thabelo, after hearing our entrepreneur, if the elevator doors were to open, what's your next move?
I'd want to see a sample.
That's a good place to start.
I definitely loved him explaining the product. I am very clear the ingredients, it's products, it's ingredients that we know as Africans, particularly Limpopo. So very interesting product. What I would have loved to hear as well is, what traction do you have at the moment? Is it in stores? If not, where are you selling them? What's the volumes that you're moving? What's the sort of revenue range that you're at now? What do you want to do next? You know, what are you looking for? So that I'm able to decide whether to take a meeting or not.
Now, Thabelo, when you're listening to our coach give you that feedback, you know, does it help you sharpen how you would approach a potential investor in terms of their thinking and, you know, what they are looking to hear? Because it's great that you were able to explain the product. They were able to get it. And we understand 30 seconds might be a bit tight. But even within that, you know, 30 seconds to a minute time that you might have, at the back of your mind, you need to be thinking, how do I also tell them where I am, what I'm doing, how I'm selling? You know, when you hear that feedback and you think about your business, how are you receiving it?
I'm receiving very well and positive and really grateful for that. And hence I can say that I'm on the process. I'm at your DIY at the store currently. I'm operating directly to customers. So, and we do, so I think some exhibitions in different malls at the moment. But at that moment, we more into now being our product is being taken to SABS, because once we've got an SABS, then we are ready to be available in stores.
All right, Thabelo, that's an addition to the page, right?
Those are things I would have loved to hear. So definitely make the explanation of the product shorter. And those are important things to put in.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So before we let you go, Thabelo, are you on social media? How can people follow your journey?
Yeah, we at the social media, our social media platform at Rea Skincare. It's on, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook.
All right. And Thabelo, for entrepreneurs like Deborah who are on a journey, they've really, you know, done a lot, but they still have a long way to go. How can your platform, you know, support them?
I definitely think knowledge, learning is important. We've got all of that. How to pitch, how to market, how to sell, how to set up operations. All of that is in our platform, lemiapp.io, lemiapp.io. Join in. You can also advertise your product as well. Sell your product to over 15,000 SMEs right now and your direct users as well. So all of that and more on how to run your business is in that space.
That platform again, Thabelo?
lemiapp.io, lemiapp.io.
All right, thank you so much, Thabelo. That's Chartered Accountant, Business Coach and Managing Director at Mado, Thabelo Rapala. And Deborah, all the best with your product. Wishing you success, and please come back and let us know how the journey is going. That's Mr. Deborah Tlhako, founder of Rea Skincare.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.